News Talk 1620, WTAW, Tuesday Update. Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department. We're going to lead off this afternoon with some reminders about dating so that dating is done safely.
Right. I just wanted to ask, and you don't have to answer these questions if you don't want to, Bill, but have you ever known someone who's been in a relationship or been in a relationship, and a short time after it started, someone became very jealous when you got a phone call? Or they became agitated when you talked to a friend of the opposite sex. They may have made you feel guilty for wanting to spend time with your friends or family so much so that you decided not to spend the time with the family. Cursed at you, called you names, but then was overly apologetic for it. Was very judgmental about what you wore, and especially if it was something revealing. Hit you and then made up for it by buying flowers or candy or went overboard trying to apologize. These are all signs of an abusive relationship. And if any of these rang a bell to you and you're in a relationship like this and some of these, more than one of these fits that category, my suggestion is get out and get out now because it only gets worse. I mean, the longer that you're together, dating violence and domestic violence is all about power and control over the other person. So the more time that you spend with them and the longer that you're with them, the more power and control they want to have over you. And seek help from a family member, friend, or counselor. I know there are hotlines out there for people to call. You know, anyone that you can talk to get some perspective on it, because I'll be honest, I have been in relationships like this in the past. And, you know, luckily I was one of the ones who was able to get out. And I don't want someone to fall victim to anything worse.
Well, and I've unfortunately have covered enough of these types of, in fact, a wide ranging of domestic violence incidents, and I just, you know, I'm blessed that I've never been involved in that type of situation personally, but I do have personal knowledge of some things that have come along. And I'm not going to get any more specific than that,
right.
but you know, your heart cries out in those situations.
And a lot of times, I know that, you know, WTW and a lot of other media outlets, they don't like to talk, they don't publicize people's domestic violence situations. But you've seen our significant activity reports, and you can see we've made an arrest on, you know, family violence almost daily, and you know that's sad. So get out while you can.
Yeah, and what's the first thing for a victim to do?
Like I said, the first thing for a victim to do is make sure you talk to someone. Let someone know what is going on and make arrangements to get out and get out safely. Because usually if you've been in something for a little longer than just a small dating period, that when you try to get out, that's when it gets worse. So make sure you have that support system in place and then get out.
And for victims, a reminder that Thursday night is the 20th Annual Domestic Violence Vigil.
Yes, the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence is hosting that candlelight vigil this Thursday, October 16th, from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Brazos County Administration Building, which is 200 South Texas Avenue. And that's a time that we can all recognize and honor victims and survivors of domestic violence, and anyone is invited to attend.
And for those who are in that type of situation, what a great place to start getting involved in having others wrap you around with their support.
Oh, most definitely. I've been for several years, and it's a very enlightening experience.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department, Halloween is still a couple of weeks away, but now is the time to start thinking of some things from a safety standpoint.
Yes. This is the time when parents are making costumes or are looking to buy a costume, and you know, you want to make sure that there's several things that you look for. One, reflective material. If you have it and you can add it to the costume, great. If not, maybe use some glow sticks, a flashlight. Make sure that any masks that kids are wearing allow them to be able to see, because sometimes it cuts off a lot of their vision and it can cause them to run out to the road because they didn't see the vehicle that was coming. So make sure that those masks are safe. And then also you want to make sure that it's nothing that they're going to trip on or anything like that.
And we'll talk about Halloween in a little more depth here in the upcoming weeks. We'll finish up, though, with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, slow down all over town, but especially in the 700 block of East Villa Maria, which is 35 miles per hour near HEB, and the 1400 block of Beck Street, which is 30 miles per hour near Commerce Street.
And that's your update this week. Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.